KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, police in Creston report the arrest Friday evening of 37-year-old Leela Ann Churchwell of Creston. Churchwell was taken into custody at a residence in the 300 block of North Pine Street on a Union County warrant. She was later released after posting $1,000 bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 500 block of West Buckeye Street reported last Wednesday night that her purse containing her wallet, ID cards, medicine, and other items was taken from her vehicle that was parked in her driveway. The estimated value of the stolen property was about $22. It's not clear when the theft occurred. And late Friday morning, a resident of the 1000 block of Cottonwood Street in Creston told authorities money was taken from his room while he was in his residence. The loss was estimated at $143. And again, it's not clear when the incident took place. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing Wednesday morning in Atlantic with regard to a change in zoning classification. The change affects parcels of land in Sections 29, 31, and 32 of Pimosa Township and Section 6 of Grove Township and pertains to a rezoning of the area from agricultural to light industrial for the Fagen Farms Elite Octane Ethanol Plant Project. That hearing begins at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday and will be followed by action on approving the zoning change. The supervisors will also act on allowing or disallowing family farm credits and to approve ag land credits in accordance with Iowa code. Elsewhere in the news, a Republican legislator says he likely will reintroduce legislation requiring state and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration officials if Iowa City opts not to enforce immigration laws. Denison Representative Stephen Holt filed a bill during the last legislative session requiring local officials to work with immigration officers. Holt told the Des Moines Register he'll feel compelled to introduce the bill again if the city council in Iowa City approves a resolution preventing spending funds on immigration enforcement. Iowa City Mayor Jim Throgmorton said the issue arose after the election of Donald Trump. The city attorney is drafting a resolution that would be presented to the council. Although Holt's bill failed last year, Republicans now control both chambers of the legislature. Their session begins today. The 2017 session of the Iowa legislature officially gets underway at 10 a.m. For the past 6 years, Republicans have held a majority in the Iowa House while Democrats controlled the Senate's debate agenda, but that's no more. As of today, GOP lawmakers hold a majority of seats in both the House and Senate. Republicans, like incoming Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock, are ready with a new agenda. He says, as we prepare to start this legislative session, we're doing so with a high level of optimism and determination that we're going to change the way we do business in Iowa. Dick says nothing should be off the table.
It's an exciting time, and a time where, you know, looking at all of the options that we have and making sure that we present Iowans with an opportunity to grow in the future.
Dix and 28 other Republican senators have 4 items in line for quick action. They want to cut off state funding to Planned Parenthood, enact tort reform, and they'll propose amendments to the state constitution that ensures gun rights and enact new restrictions on state spending. House Speaker Linda Uppmeyer of Clear Lake is entering her second year as the legislature's top Republican.
We're excited about this opportunity. We're excited about the energy in the building and look forward to getting started.
Uppmeyer says spending restraint is a top priority for House Republicans. Rob Hogue with Cedar Rapids is the new leader for minority Democrats in the state Senate.
Our number one goal is to make sure that we do everything we can to prevent the legislature from dismantling, damaging, or destroying parts of state government and the way our state has operated for decades.
Mark Smith of Marshalltown is returning as the leader for the House Democrats.
I like the saying about Iowans that we wear last year's clothing and read next year's books. Iowans will be watching everything that's done in this legislative session.
The last time Republicans held majority control of both the Iowa House and Senate and governor's seat was in 1997-98. The GOP's major action back then was a 10% across-the-board cut in state income taxes. Republican Governor Terry Branstad approved those cuts 20 years ago, but Branstad says the state had a surplus back then, and he will not recommend tax cuts this year. There will be just 149 and not 150 legislators at the Capitol today. Jim Lycum, a former state representative, won December's special election to serve out the remaining 2 years of a Senate term. He replaces Senator Joe Tsang, who died in September. Lycum will be sworn in as a state senator this morning. His House seat is currently vacant. The governor has not set a date for a special election in the Davenport district. Checking your home for radon is important to protecting your family's health. The Environmental Protection Agency is trying to raise awareness about radon. The odorless, colorless radon gas is the nation's second leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking and is the most common cause in non-smokers. Nebraska has the nation's third highest prevalence of radon, the cancer-causing gas that seeps into buildings from the surrounding soil. Iowa and North Dakota are the only states where the odorless, colorless gas is more widespread. The EPA's John Edwards said everyone should test their homes for radon. If there are high levels of the gas, homeowners should consider installing a radon mitigation system. Officials in Omaha and Council Bluffs are taking different approaches toward handling an expected infestation of an ash tree killing insect. The Omaha World Herald reports Omaha plans to treat up to 5,000 of its 11,000 ash trees and to remove the rest. In Council Bluffs, officials plan to treat most of the 1,260 ash trees on city property and then evaluate the situation in another 10 years. Crews removed 30 unhealthy trees last year and treated 200 trees. Workers will treat about 1,000 trees in Council Bluffs this spring. At the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, workers will treat about 10% of the 368 ash trees on the campus. Officials must take action because of the emerald ash borer. Since being found in 2002 in Michigan, the insect has killed millions of trees across the country. Organizers say a new website is helping people determine which areas of need they can meet with their charity dollars in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. It's called The Landscape and can be found online at www.thelandscapeomaha.org. The World Herald reports that it provides a data-driven look at community life in six categories: health, neighborhoods, safety, transportation, workforce, and education. The website breaks down the topics to create snapshots and compares local data with national numbers. Sarah Boyd is president of the Omaha Community Foundation, and she says the website puts donors, advocates, nonprofit groups, and policymakers in a position of power to better identify problems. The website includes information from neighboring Council Bluffs. School districts in Iowa and Nebraska are among the 88 across the country to receive federal funding to replace or modify school buses to reduce exhaust emissions. The EPA says it is providing $7.7 million to replace or retrofit 401 diesel engine buses to reduce pollutants the agency says are linked to health problems such as asthma and lung disease. In Iowa, the Bondurant-Farrar district gets $70,000 for three buses. Lawton Bronson gets $80,000 for four buses, and Sioux City Schools will get $20,000 for one bus. Applicants replacing buses with engine model years of 2006 and older will receive rebates between $15,000 and $25,000, depending on the size of the bus. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer, at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.